Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
That's because they got one of their best pitchers in the deal. Undecided.
The guy's incredible.
Undecided has been so money. He came in return for Jack Flaherty. We didn't know we were getting undecided, but we got undecided, and undecided has been money.
Yeah, and we got a shortstop who's reliable.
That's true.
As a fielder, and come up with some big hits.
248-539-9797. Mike, you're on 97.1 a ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're great, Mike. Thank you.
Hey, I was, first of all, rest in peace, Hugh. Sorry for your loss, Gator.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Keep you guys in my prayers there for the family. I've got an important question that I need your guys' help with, and I figured it's a perfect topic that only two gentlemen like yourselves could help me with. But
this is going to be interesting.
Here we go.
Right at about the time that I canceled my Bally subscription is when these guys got red hot. And I would love to watch these games going down the stretch, but I'm terribly afraid that I'm going to be the jinx that ruins it if I decide to re-up for my Bally subscription. So I was hoping to get your input on this question and maybe even 10 texts to figure out what the heck I should be doing going forward.
So, Gator, this is your right up your alley.
Sure. No, I get it. Mike, where do you live?
I live in Commerce Township.
Okay. Listen, you've got a million bars you can go to. I'm just going to tell you, that's where you're going to watch the games. You're going to have to go to an establishment. Sit back, enjoy the game, you know, get to know the bartenders, get to know what bar food you're going to like there. That's how it's going to have to be. You cannot, absolutely cannot.
Can't risk it.
No, you can't. Don't do that. There's 9 games left. Leaning. You don't do it.
So you do know they're on Apple TV tonight.
I do. Yeah. I think 6 of the last 9 games are on Bally's, but the other 3 are, I think, on national television, maybe. So that was part of the equation, but really it's just, like I said, I know I'm going to be the one, so it's going to be me.
Got to do your part, Mike.
And these guys, I got to do my part. These guys have been playing too well, and Undecided has just been tearing it up, so I got to let them keep rolling.
There you go.
I got a text yesterday. Thanks, I got to do the math. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mike. I got a text yesterday. I want to do the math. When they went dark, when the plug got pulled on the TV deal midway through this season, what was their record when they were dark, and what is their record when they are on Bally's? Because I suspect that their record when they're on Bally's is really good. Because did they go dark June 1st or was it May 1st? Do you remember?
I want to say it would have been May, but I'm not certain of that.
And they came back August 1st, right?
And I don't know. Which one are you looking up right now?
I'm looking up when they lost their TV deal. May 1st. Okay. So on May 1st, the Tigers' record going into at the end of April, they were 17-13.
Okay.
So they were 4 games over.
And they came back August 1st. I just looked that up.
Okay. And so 17-13 when they went dark, they come back.
They were 52-58 after August. On August 1st, the record is 52.
Okay, what was the record? Since that game was on TV, right? August 1st was on TV.
Yeah.
So what was the record on the last day of July?
52-57.
52-57. All right, so now the record is
80-73.
So that's 16 losses and what's that, 28 wins? So their record when they're on TV is 45-23.
That's a little crazy. Look, we know that they've been, well, listen, it shouldn't be though. I mean, well, it is crazy, but we should know that it's crazy because we've been hearing for the last week that they've had the best record in baseball since like August 11th. which is true because that's when they started winning games. On August 10th, after they lost to San Francisco 3-1, the record was 55-63. So now they're 80-73. They've lost 10 games since. Is that it? Are you kidding me?
This is absurd. They're 45-23 when they're on TV, when they have their cable deal, they're struck with Xfinity. When they weren't on TV, they went 35-50.
They're 24-10 since August 11th.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. And they open up this series tonight with Baltimore, which I've set my new...
25-10.
Trying to be as realistic as I can be. You know, if they lose ground to Minnesota this weekend, I hope it's only a game. If I'm a Twins fan and I look at the Tigers schedule, I feel like if I'm a Twins fan, we better be up a game or two by the time the Tigers take on the White Sox. Nothing is given. There is nothing given. But if you're a Minnesota fan, you do not want to be even with Detroit when Minnesota closes the season with Baltimore and Detroit closes the season with the White Sox. That is not a formula that I would want if I were a fan of the Minnesota Twins.
No. So the Twins are at the Red Sox tonight.
Yeah.
First of three.
Red Sox still have something to play for.
They do, but they need to win desperately. Yep. And then Kansas City is at home against the Giants. And Kansas City's not playing great baseball right now either. So is it possible? It's one game, right? One game tonight. It's just one game tonight.
Apple TV. And Sunday, what an epic day.
This is so much fun. Nobody thought this was going to happen.
Epic day Sunday, 1:35, Tigers at Baltimore, 4:20, Lions at Arizona. Speaking of which, Gator, we're going to do a little something here. If you could only do one road trip this weekend, would it be to Boston to see Michigan State play BC? Would it be to Arizona to see the Lions take on the Cardinals? Or would it be to Baltimore to see the Tigers take on the Orioles? What would be your road trip? Football is king. Boston and Baltimore are awesome towns. For the respective fan bases, this all feels big. It all feels big. So which road trip would you choose? 248-539-9797. We'll take the first 10 texts. Maybe tell us why. And make sure you sign your text. Which one would you choose?
I'd go Baltimore.
Would you?
Yeah, and it's personal. Obviously, I'm a huge baseball fan. And I love football, too. But I've been to Baltimore. I love the Inner Harbor.
Dude.
It's great. And I've been to that stadium. That stadium is great. To watch my team play in that stadium.
In meaningful baseball games.
I'd love to do that.
I mean, we're not quite there yet, ready, set, puke baseball, but I felt it the other night when Kansas City sent the tying run to the plate and I was terrified. These are words I don't want to hear right now. Eighth inning, Tigers had led most of the game. I'm like, this is really intense. 248-539-9797. All right, first 10 texts. Which road trip would you do? Would you go to Baltimore for Tigers Baltimore? Would you go to Arizona for Lions Cardinals? Or would you go to Boston for Michigan State BC? 248-539-9797. Get your phone calls and feedback next. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up next hour as well. And we got some picks today at 1:38 here on 97.1. Yep, 97.1, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. Another fabulous football weekend ahead. Love it. Absolutely love it. Now we got baseball too. This is one of the great bonus sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Stories ever. All of a sudden, the town is Tiger crazy. We did the 10 text thing before the break, asking you which road trip would you choose to do if you were going to head out. And it was whether it was go to the Tiger game in Baltimore, go to a Tiger game in Baltimore, go to Arizona for the Lions game, or go to Boston for Michigan State, BC. Here are the first 10 texts that come in from Nort in Pinckney. I'd go to Arizona for the Lions game. Cam in Armada, Arizona, to see the Lions take on the Cars. Greg says Baltimore, get a crab roll or whatever. Pennant race. These Tigers are historic.
Crab roll or whatever.
Robin in a truck. Baltimore for the Tigers. Max and Troy, Baltimore, because it's a great stadium, and more importantly, you get 3 games out of the trip instead of just 1. Rob at Clinton Township, Michigan State. Nick and Ipsy, Baltimore, easy. The football games are important, but it's still early in the season. Tom and Ipsy, Boston, fun city. John in Berkeley, Arizona, the Lions are amazing. Arizona sounds fun. And Mike in Hamtramck, Boston, to see MSU and a route against the Twins. Is that in Boston?
It is.
I mean, that's huge. That's a great call by Mike. Good call, Mike.
Wear a Boston Red Sox hat.
In case you're wondering, the most popular answer was Baltimore in our 10 texts.
Have you been to Baltimore?
I have never been to Camden Yards. I was at old Memorial Stadium.
Oh.
When did they build Camden Yards? Like 2020? That's how long it's been since I've been to Baltimore.
1992 or something like that. 93 something. If you've ever been to Baltimore, like just the Inner Harbor area.
I've never. I just went to Memorial Stadium, which went up there. I was visiting a friend in D.C. and we drove up and went to an Orioles. I think it was a Tiger game too. So no, I got little Baltimore experience. Very little experiential knowledge, Gator.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The first time I went there, they had, I don't know if they still have it, but remember the ESPN used to have the ESPN Sports Zone?
Oh, yeah. I like those places.
It was cool. It was like an arcade, but it was all sports related. It was a lot of fun, man. They had this, like a pitching machine, so you'd go up into a batter's box, go hit, and then it was the video image of like Randy Johnson, whatever pitcher you wanted to pitch, and then it would just, the ball would come out flying out of this little slot, and you're like, oh.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.